You are Locked On Fantasy, your daily NFL fantasy podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Locked On Fantasy Football Podcast. As usual, I'm your host, Vinny Ironman. I'm not doing this. I'm writing about NFL and fantasy football for SportingNews.com. We said going into the weekend that we wouldn't look at a show here, possibly, until we had some action happen in free agency. But something monumental happened on Sunday night that we couldn't ignore, so we're popping in with an early Monday show. Then we'll have all the reaction for you with what happens in free agency pertaining to offensive skill players and fortunes of teams changing in terms of offensive production. We'll break that all down for you once we have some moves. It's about to start here and get really crazy with all the moves. What got crazy on Sunday night with Tom Brady deciding to return out of retirement after only 40 days? So he was hardly gone. He's back with the Buccaneers. So right before free agency, he makes his decision, right on Selection Sunday. So interesting timing for Tom Brady, but that means we got to rethink things already in fantasy football. You got to be on your toes here, even in the offseason. So we'll break down that and the fallout of Tom Brady's return and what that means, what we think Tom Brady is still going to deliver here in 2022 in fantasy football as he goes into his age 45 season. Today's episode is brought to you by Bet Online. Bet Online, as you cover the season with more props, odds, and lines than ever before. Bet Online, where the game starts. All right, let's talk about Tom Brady. And again, I don't think he would have returned unless he felt good about his chances to play at a high level. He's 45 years old coming up. So he said he wanted to play through that age. So it was a bit surprising. He fell short of playing that. He turns 45, we know, in August. So looks like he's locked and loaded. I don't think he's probably taken too much time away from the game in 40 days where physically and mentally he's checked out at all. It's Tom Brady. He's an ultimate competitor there. So you know he stayed in shape just in case he had that itch. Apparently he got inspired by Cristiano Ronaldo. We know the Bucks owners have a connection with Manchester United, and therefore Ronaldo told Brady or inspired Brady to return here, play one more year while you have it good with the guy. So great news for the Buccaneers. They don't have to scramble for a quarterback here. Their options were going to be Kyle Trask, and that's it. That was going to be their guy in their roster because Blaine Gabbert is a free agent. So they would have to see if they wanted to use a late first-round pick on a quarterback to develop. Were they going to go forward with Trask? Were they going to have to go after Mitchell Trubisky or Marcus Mariota or Jimmy Garoppolo? None of that is happening now for the Buccaneers. So Tom Brady, what it means is, yeah, he's back in the fold as a QB1. I think he's going to put up the numbers. We know that he has Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. Godwin on the franchise tag. So the weapons are there. This should probably make Rob Gronkowski return as well to Tampa and not think about Buffalo or Cincinnati where he might have had a better chance to win a championship. We know that had Brady faded. So Brady can still play at a high level. I think you're looking at least 35 touchdown passes again from him this year. He's going to finish on a strong note. You know it. And the Bucs are going to be very successful and win a lot of games. We'll see what happens there with him. But I look at Tom Brady and say, if he couldn't do it right and play at a high level and know the Bucs weren't going to compete for a championship, he just didn't have it in him physically, then he would totally hang it up and have his decision firm. But this tells me he can still play at a high level. We saw it all the way through the playoffs, that tough loss to the Rams where they had the big comeback. We thought Tom Brady was going to complete another Falcons Super Bowl-like deal, but we saw that he was ripping it downfield, leading that big comeback. Just one coverage lapse there. You never know. Brady and the Bucs could be lifting the Lombardi yet again if you didn't have that breakdown against Cooper Kupp there late in the game that set up the game-winning field goal. So, look, I don't see any drop-off from Brady. I think he actually might be a little refreshed from the 40 days. We don't know exactly what he did. But just take a break, sit back, and enjoy it. They didn't have to play all the way through the Super Bowl. We know that can be taxing as well. So that probably refreshes him here for the regular season where they lost in the divisional round. So he didn't even go two games as far as they did last year. So that's all going to help Brady. That probably helped his recovery and feel a little bit better here. So look, Brady is sharp mentally. This offense is perfect for him. We know it with Bruce Arians and Byron Leftwich. There's no reason to believe that he's going to skip a beat here coming back. He is the GOAT for a reason. And again, I didn't see anything where I would say he's dropped off. There were some that said he was down with his last season with the Patriots, but the offense was bad. He didn't have the outside receivers. His yards and throwing through the air and yards per attempt were still pretty healthy here. So he's going to dink and dunk when needed, but he can't push it downfield. The biggest question here, how does he get the downfield passing game going? Antonio Brown was a big element of that. We know he was a factor when he quit on them. They're in the middle of the Jets game, so a lot of question marks there. But a lot of good games for Brady on the schedule as well. Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, so playing a little bit of the AFC North as well as crossing over to play the Chiefs. So a lot of exciting things there on that schedule for Brady on top of playing in the NFC South, where it's a pretty favorable schedule between the Saints, Falcons, and Panthers. Outside, again, you get that AFC North. You get a little bit of the top quarterbacks in the league, but some potential shootouts here. He also goes to San Francisco. So another nice matchup there with Trey Lance, presumably, and not Jimmy Garoppolo in that one, but we never know. But the schedule's pretty nice. Rams are also on it, Cardinals. So you get that division, the Seattle defense as well. So you get the NFC West, you get the AFC North. Those are going to be some high-scoring games, folks, and that's really good for Tom Brady's value here. So early looking at it, it's a great move for the Bucs, knowing that he'll be around. Bruce Arians was very excited about it as well. Of course he is, because he doesn't have to figure out a solution or see if Kyle Trask can be the guy here. So LFG was his response in true Tom Brady fashion. We knew this could be coming, just an odd timing. Well, odd in the sense that he tried to steal the thunder of Selection Sunday and come on the heels of Aaron Rodgers being back in Green Bay and Russell Wilson leaving for Denver. So you never know if those are factors here, that not Wilson in the division or in the conference anymore. Rodgers back, maybe to be that competitive spirit here. They're also playing the Packers, by the way, in 2022. So a lot of excitement here over that schedule for Tom Brady. A lot of great quarterback duels ahead. And as we know, Tom Brady, he not only puts his numbers up individually here, but he's also going to lift the value of those quarterbacks in those games. Because if they went in and had to play Kyle Trask in an anemic Bucs offense, that's a game where it's not going to be as high scoring. But you know that Brady's going to bring the marquee event and that back and forth passing. Everyone's going to be excited to duel him one more time. So I'm excited about seeing Tom Brady again. Again, we always want to have as many fantasy football assets as possible. He's a clear QB1, and we'll go from there here in 2022. In our next segment, we will break down here what effect it has on the weapons and the guys that are going to be there for sure in 2022 and some guys that are thinking about returning here in 2022. I first have to tell you about Built Bar, and Built Bar, it makes it easy to keep our resolutions all the way through March because Built Bars are so delicious. I love eating them. It almost feels like it's not really a resolution, because Built Bars are that good. If you try the Puffs, you haven't, you're missing out on one of Built Bars' best-tasting bars. Puffs are the first-ever protein-infused marshmallow. They're fluffy and they're marshmallowy. They're not just a protein bar. They're a treat, and they're covered in 100% real chocolate. Puffs have become a fan favorite with some incredible flavors, including yummy, cinnamony, churro, coconut marshmallow, banana cream pie. They're also good. These are going to be among your new favorites at Built Bar. All Built Bars you get are covered in 100% real chocolate. That includes the Puffs. All 100% real chocolate, low-calorie, high-protein. Make sure you replace your candy bars with these. They're better, and they're better for you. A typical candy bar can be anywhere from 200 to 300 calories. Just check out a typical Built Bar. 130 calories, 4 grams sugar, 4 net carbs, 4 grams of sugar. So good combination on the 4 and 4, and 17 grams of protein. Candy bar is up to 240 calories, 30 grams of sugar, and dozens of net carbs. So you can't get much healthier and tastier than Built Bar here with anything you're going to eat. Mint brownie, coconut, coconut almond. These are some of the flavors they have. And they also are always coming out with special flavors. If you want one and if you can dream it, they'll make it up here for you. And it'll be delicious and be packed with all the goodness, protein, and low carbs. At Built Bar, they're all about the taste. They're going to make it delicious every time. Go to Built.com. Use the promo code LOCK15, get 15% off your order. Use the promo code LOCK15 for 15% off at Built.com. All right, Let us continue the show here, breaking it down for Tom Brady. We know this is a big story here. Thanks for making Locked On Fantasy Football your first listen every day. Make sure you're following Locked On NFL. Locked On experts covering the biggest stories around the NFL, like Tom Brady returning every Monday through Friday in less than 30 minutes, and there'll be a lot of action there with free agency fallout here this week, and we can't look forward to talking about that for you in the analysis of things that come down here in 2022. And that's free and available wherever you get your podcasts, so it's Locked On Fantasy Football. All right, let's check out the Buccaneers. This is going to keep Chris Godwin in a very happy state here, coming back on the franchise tag around $18 million, bounces up to $19 million tag for the second straight year. So Chris Godwin's going to be back in the fold. They might not be able to afford everybody, and the sacrifice might be Ryan Jensen, the center. They're going to have to think about that. Gronk is going to have to come back on a team-friendly deal here. He's a free agent as well. Their whole backfield, Leonard Fournette, Ronald Jones, Giovanni Bernard, even Le'Veon Bell, they're all free agents here. So Fournette, we know that Tom Brady recruited Fournette. Tom Brady has a good chance to keep Fournette in town for a good deal. So Fournette and Gronk are the key pieces here. We know Godwin's already back. Mike Evans is important here. I think you'll see bigger roles for Tyler Johnson and Jalen Darden and Scotty Miller, who's going to step up as that number three guy that's going to be the deep threat while Godwin works the slot. Mike Evans is the classic number one with his size and speed on the outside, who works that second possession spot, who can also stretch the field a little bit. That's what we're looking for with the Bucs. But yeah, the weapons should be all be back in the fold here. So let's go down the line. Chris Godwin stays as a pretty high upside, wide receiver two, borderline wide receiver one. Mike Evans with the scoring and big playability is a wide receiver one with the big arm of Tom Brady. Rob Gronkowski, there's some other places that are appealing. I wouldn't like the Bills as much, sharing with Dawson Knox, but the Bengals there, even with CJ Uzama, that would have been appealing. But we know the Buccaneers, Cameron Brate is still under contract, but OJ Howard, they're going to move on from him. So Gronk would be in a good spot there, so definitely Howard is not going to be re-signed. I mean, you already have two tight ends, especially if Gronk is back in the fold here, and this is an 11 personnel team anyway with the receivers that they have. So Tyler Johnson, this is good things for him to continue his development. We've seen some of Darden here flash. If he can stay healthy, he can have a big impact as well. Again, in the backfield, I would think they say goodbye to Ronald Jones. They haven't been a big fan of what he can do, and he didn't really have a key role. Maybe Giovanni Bernard could return on the cheap here. Bell was just an emergency guy that they had down the stretch, but they also have Keyshawn Vaughn. So I think what you'll see is the Buccaneers move on with Fournette on a good deal. And Vaughn, there's a chance Fournette doesn't return. They can wait it out in free agency, supply and demand at running back. But Fournette would be in the mix to be an RB2. I think Vaughn will see a little bit of better run here in 2022. So, and again, this offense overall, it goes from an offense that everyone gets a downgrade and you could have had an exodus to concerns that they're very much diminishing. The one that does linger is Ali Marpet, their Pro Bowl guard. He did retire, so if they lose Jensen and Marpet, then you still have pretty good tackles. We know Tristan Wirfs is an absolute stud at right tackle. Donovan Smith has been a rock at left tackle, but you start weakening that interior a little bit more. Then the run blocking is a bit affected here, so we'll see how that plays out. But a lot of Fournette's success has been in the passing game, playing off that downfield passing game as well when he's running the ball. So, again, Fournette and Vaughn make sense as the backfield. And, again, they'll have to get some other weapon here, losing Howard and thinner without Brown there at wide receiver. But Evans and Godwin are going to be the primary guys. And we don't want them to expand too much. We want Evans, Godwin, and Gronk to step up and be the men here. And Antonio Brown, we know as good as he was at times in fantasy football, he stood up in his own right as a wide receiver too at times with the way that Tom Brady targeted him downfield. Without him, we know that bumps up Evans and Godwin greatly here, as well as Gronk, because less mouths to feed, just enough here, streamlined with the options here. And Fournette will still be a key factor out of the backfield, but really, when we look at it, it's going to be very exciting to see this Bucs unit mostly together. So it's a game changer because you could have had a mass exodus here with Tom Brady, but now you're looking at a potential of a Bucs team being rather intact here for 2022 and being an offensive juggernaut. So looking forward to that here this season. So good stuff all around here for the Buccaneers. Again, I don't think they'll change this offense too much. I think the one pivot is maybe a little bit more 11 personnel, but also keep Gronk in the game. They're not really a fullback type of offense anyway. So you'll have they're the three receivers and Gronk and then the backfield and all that. So you're looking at a good situation here for the Bucs overall. Brady's going to give them a lot of versatility in the pass game. We know he can work with 11 personnel. He can work with 12 personnel. There's not much to learn here. And again, anyone running off Tom Brady is going to be special. And let's talk a little bit about Keyshawn Vaughn. I think he could be the biggest beneficiary here because I think he has some good juice and catch passing ability here. And I think you look at, I should say, pass catching ability, but you know that he's a little bit of better of a home run threat. Fournette is gotten to the hammer and can run pretty hard. And he can have some explosive burst as well, we know. But Ronald Jones, he's one of those boom or bust type runners. He's not going to get those chunks and work in the open field a little bit to fight for those extra yards as much. He's pretty much a straight up power runner without some wheels and quickness there as much as you want. And I think Vaughn can provide that a little bit. And I think he'll be effective. And I think if Fournette comes back, they'll say, look, we're probably going to split the workload a little bit more. We like this young kid. He's been around for a while. So again, he'll bump up for sure. And we're going to see who's the third receiver to step up. So this could be a very good development again for Tyler Johnson. So we know the status quo for all the main guys if Gronkowski can return on top of Godwin being tagged. But for these younger guys, we're excited as well here. Again, offensive line, a little bit of concern, but I think they'll go out and address that now, knowing that Brady's back. It can give them some flexibility and address that position, maybe with a Kenyon Green of Texas A&M, or look for another offensive lineman there that could fill the hole of either Jensen and or Marpet here in 2022. All right, there's a look at the fallout there from the Buccaneers' point of things beyond Tom Brady, and we will close the show here looking at now what it does overall for this division and just the outlook here, pulling out into the big picture and crossing over a little bit into reality with what this means here for the NFL. Before we do that, I got to tell you, it's that time of year again. We know college basketball tournament is finally upon us. Check out sportingnews.com for bracket stuff there, but if you're looking for latest odds, contests, and player props, BetOnline.net is the number one source for all your sports betting needs and information. BetOnline remains the number one spot for all your sports scores, podcasts, and news this college basketball tournament. It's not just basketball. The NBA playoffs, we know, are also part of this mix coming around the corner with the playing games and the action there. So it's going to be a great couple months here, March, April, into May. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sporting wagering information needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino games. Head to the website today, use a mobile web device to learn more about the trends in action. BetOnline, where the game starts. All right, it's time to close the show and look at some of the other fallout. We'll pull back a little bit more. We looked at Brady specifically. We looked at the Buccaneers. Now, let's look at the NFC South. So it's going to be tough here for this division. They're going to have to find some quarterback answers. We still have Sam Darnold in the mix here. We'll see what the Saints do between Taysom Hill and Jameis Winston. But these teams should be prompted to make some offensive changes because they're not going to get better and improve and get out of this division. So does this make the Panthers be more aggressive than Deshaun Watson? Will they have acquired him by the time you're hearing this? There's all kinds of stuff to look out there. But again, if you have a more competitive team in the division, that's going to force the teams to be a little bit more active. I think these teams are, oh, Brady's gone. We're going to be good here. We're going to just build on what we have and feel pretty confident there that we can win it. But now it's going to prompt these teams to make some other decisions, say like the Falcons bring back Cordarrelle Patterson. Do the Panthers really want to give up Christian McCaffrey and get really weakened here at the offensive line and not have any assets there to help Deshaun Watson if they make that deal? So these are all considerations there. And the Saints, do they really feel confident that Jameis Winston and or Taysom Hill are going to be the guys that are going to help them compete better with Brady and the Buccaneers? So those are the things that are going to happen that's going to maybe make some contenders think twice here. It also means Aaron Rodgers and the Packers have to be on point here with their offense. So, you know, Rodgers is motivated by things, little chips on the shoulder and all that. You know that Brady coming back and maybe chasing that MVP to close out his career is going to motivate Rodgers a little bit to try to go after his third consecutive MVP. And then, you know, that's also going to affect the Rams here with Matthew Stafford and just trying to make sure that they can be deep enough here with Robert Woods and Cooper Kupp. Woods coming back to the SEL. Do they bring back Odell Beckham Jr. as a third option to go after it, to try to run it back here, to repeat something the Bucs could not do last year because the Rams were able to beat them and go on to win the Super Bowl. So a lot of trickle-downs there. The 49ers, are they affected by this? Do they feel 100% just turn the page with Trey Lance? Or do they want to go with Jimmy Garoppolo for one more season, given that he got them to the NFC Championship game and 2 years ago to the Super Bowl? So A lot of things to look at here. We're getting geared up here for free agency for sure. It's 2022. We'll have all that grading for you here. So what are the biggest moves? Where do all these Buccaneers free agents go? How do the Bengals improve around Joe Burrow? So many big questions there going forward. And some teams with a ton of money, including the Dolphins and the Chargers, who could really change their fate here in free agency. So looking forward to that. But Brady just makes the league better. Everyone's going to be more competitive, going to push. No, the GOAT is there, looming there in the Super Bowl hunt here again in 2022. So I think he just does wonders for the entire league in chasing offense. We also saw Kirk Cousins, the Vikings, they'll re-upped him with an extension. So everyone just kind of lining up their veteran quarterback options to go after it here in 2022. And the Bucs don't have to worry about that again with Tom Brady in the fold. So my reaction is just wow. A little bit shocking, but not as surprising once you think about it a little bit longer, and it's Tom Brady. We've heard hints about it and all that here. So I think some teams probably wish Brady was coming back to play for them. Maybe the 49ers for 1 year to bridge from Garoppolo to Lance. Maybe the Raiders with Josh McDaniels. But no, here he is again. And the Brady train continues here in his career. And what a career in fantasy football. We wrapped it up pretty well for you, but we're now looking forward to Tom Brady playing for another season at least, and maybe he'll get the juices to keep playing here and be a fantasy football asset here. So hopefully if you're looking for the big numbers, you haven't done anything here where you've drastically changed your team in a keeper league or anything like that. But Tom Brady here to stay at least for one more season. Thanks for making Locked On Fantasy Football your first listen every day. Don't forget, our next episode will be breaking down the first wave of free agency, the biggest moves there relating to fantasy football via offense. Now make your second listen Locked On NFL Draft. Don't forget about that. That's around the corner in April. Ryan Tracy and former NFL cornerback Eric Crocker bring the NFL Draft to life every day with inside analysis of college football prospects and NFL front offices. It's free and available wherever you get your podcasts. For this episode of Locked On Fantasy Football, this very special episode where we break down the return of Tom Brady, reactions, takeaways, what it means for fantasy football. This has been Vinny Iyer. Have a great day and get ready for the free agency frenzy.